Hello, we're going to be learning Masechta Pesachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalad. Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Sholosh Noshim Loshos Ka'achas. Rabbi Gamliel's opinion is that three women could neither knead their dough together, the Ofos Besanar Echad Zo Echar Zo, and they could bake in one oven, one after the other. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel is not afraid that the dough is going to become chametz when the women have to wait around for each one of them to put it in the oven. So they could all knead and put it in the tanur one after the other. The Chachamim and Chacham disagree. They say shalosh nashim oskus babatzik ka'achas. They should all be kneading at one time. But the way it should work is achas lasha, v'achas torechas, v'achas ofa. One should be kneading, one should be rolling the dough, and the other one should be baking. So basically you have woman number one kneading. Once she's done with the kneading process, then when she moves on to rolling the dough, the second woman should start the kneading process. In other words, it shouldn't be that all of them knead the dough at one time and then wait around for each other to put in the oven. It should be like an assembly line. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Lo kol anashim, lo kol eitzim, lo kol tanurim shoven. Rabbi Akiva explains another argument you can have in Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Akiva explains that not all women, not all wood, and not all ovens are the same. Meaning certain women work faster than others, certain wood is better for burning than others, and certain ovens get hotter than others. So therefore, that's also why it's not a good idea for them all to knead together and wait around. Because you never know. One person could move faster than the other, one could have better wood, one can have a hotter oven. The Mishnah ends there. Klal, this is the rule. Tofach tiltosh betzonein. If the dough starts to become chametz, what you should do is you should put cold water on the dough, and put it all over the dough, and that stops it from becoming chametz. Now we're going to do Paragimel Mishnah Hay, Mishnah 5. Sior Yisarif. If the dough becomes sior, it should be burnt. Va'ochlo potter. And if one eats such dough, he's exempt from punishment, meaning he really shouldn't eat it, but he's exempt from punishment. He does not get kares. Siduk Yisarif. If the dough becomes siduk, which we'll better understand soon, what sior and siduk are, also Yisarif, it should be burned. Va'ochlo chayev kares. But there, if a person eats such dough that's siduk, he is chayev kares. So Ezehu seer asks the Mishnah, what is seer? So the Mishnah answers, kekarni chagovim. It refers to the cracks of dough, that the cracks of dough became like the horns of locusts. So the way this is explained is that the cracks, just two separate cracks, two very simple cracks that don't connect at all to other cracks and don't go through the whole dough. So that's that should be burnt, but if you go ahead and eat such dough that just has a couple cracks, you are potter from punishment. Siduk. So what's siduk? Shinas arvu stuck in zevazeh. So there, the cracks got all mixed up with each other. There's cracks all over the place on the dough. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The Chacham or Chacham say, they disagree. Zevazeh ha'ochlo chayev kores. They think that whether it's siur or siduk, in both circumstances, you'd be chayev kares. And then they end off with a different definition of siur. Ve'ezehu siur. What's considered siur? Kol sheikh sifu ponav. Any dough that has become so white, ka'adam sha'andu sarosav. It's like a person whose hair is standing up and he's so scared. Just like when people get so scared, they turn a little pale. So too, when the dough becomes that pale, so then it has reached the level of seer.